Appreciate the privilege tonight we have. I appreciate the singing. And I hope and pray. I was just thinking as Brother Justin was leading that song, I hope and pray that that's what I can do tonight, is surrender all. Give everything that we have. He did for us. And I'd like to be able tonight to give everything that I've got. It won't be much. If I give everything I've got, it won't be much. But nevertheless, I'd like to be able to do that. I appreciate the prayer tonight. I don't know, you know, we're all different, and we all have different feelings and things, but I felt good trying to pray tonight. I don't know. It's been good every night, but I just felt like I was doing more praying tonight than I have been at other times this week. It's kind of hard to explain, but I just felt good trying to pray. And I appreciate that. I'm thankful for that. I know that, I guess y'all are this way, but it's easier for me to pray when I'm really in need. And we've been truly blessed. We've got things we're worried about, concerned about, and dealing with, just like everybody does. And I don't guess I'm just overwhelmed as far as things that we're burdened with and all like that, but I listen to the request and knowing some needs that I know about, knowing some folks that are in need, I just felt like praying tonight. Yeah. I really did, and I'm hoping and praying that the Lord will help some folks and things that they're going through right now. It's touched my heart, and I don't have to tell y'all about it, but there's some people that are close to us that we love that's going through some difficult things, and folks that we've just recently heard about that's going through some difficult things. And we just all need the help of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, I believe we need the prayers of those we love. I don't know why I'm saying all this. It may just be for my benefit. It might be for somebody else's. I don't know. I just feel like saying that. There's times when you just need help, you know what? You just need somebody to help you. And you need somebody to pray for you, and you might just need somebody to sit there. Fellas that come to where Job was at done real good as long as they was just sitting there. Just when they started talking is when everything went sideways. Sometimes just somebody's presence being there, just standing by you, makes such a difference. They don't have to say anything. It's not necessary to say anything. Just the fact that they're there. And you know, a lot of times we can't be there for one another. We're not in presence, physical presence. We can't be there for one another. That's the difference between us and the Lord, you know. When we're not able to be, He can still be. And ever present help, very present help all the time. He's what we depend on. But I need your prayers tonight. I appreciate the preaching we heard last night, and I know it's Thursday night, and I don't know what we need, no more than anybody else does, but I know that the Lord does. And I appreciate the Lord giving us something to read to you. I want to try to read, if I can, in a couple of different places. This is what's closest to my heart tonight, and I could read probably in about four places, I guess. because I've been thinking a lot about it today. There's several different scriptures and just have kept coming to me even when we got here tonight to church. But I want to read you maybe two places if you'll bear with us. And I believe, I don't know if it was us or Brother Joy who it was exactly. I can't remember, but it's already been mentioned, I think, here this week, and it's usually mentioned in every revival that I've ever been in. One of these places I'm going to read to you, but there's a reason why I feel like reading it. And it's the fifth chapter of the book of St. Mark. Y'all know what's in that chapter if you read your Bible a whole lot. And the tenth chapter of the book of Romans. And I want you to pray for us for just a little bit and help us if you would. The fifth chapter of the book of St. Mark. I want to try to start reading in the 25th verse. I said it's real familiar. Y'all know this very well. A lot of you can just quote it. But you can read the scripture one day and you can go back and read it the next day. You might see something different that you didn't see before. That's happened to me a lot of times. The Bible said, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." In the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. In the 13th verse. The Bible said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esaias saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That's not reading the rest of the chapter, but that's what's closest to our heart. I wish you'd pray for us for a little bit. I really need your prayers tonight. I just felt like that's what we needed to read. And ever since last night, we've been thinking on this and several other places in the scriptures, and it just seemed like the Lord spoke to us about this. And I don't know what we might be able to say from it, but you pray for us, and we'll do the very best that we can. If we can get away from ourselves and aside from ourselves, and I'd like to be able, like we said the other night, to tear down this wall, this flesh, because it is my biggest obstacle and biggest hindrance that I have. I've been thinking a lot. I appreciate the message last night that Brother Joy preached and what the Lord sent, and it was a strength unto me, and I appreciate what he preached, and I'm thankful for what I could feel. And I appreciate what I've been able to see this week.
Amen.
It's been real good, and I'm thankful for it. And I'm not only thankful for what I've been able to experience here at the church, but I appreciate what the Lord has let me think on this week, and the fact that the Lord has come to me several times through this week. Sometimes I go several days and I don't know how everybody else is, but I don't feel like that I'm getting a whole lot. And I realize that's on me. That's because I probably hadn't pursued it and hadn't set my heart and mind where it needed to be. But I appreciate the Lord speaking to me this week. I've had a good week. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying or not, but I've had a good week. I've had a good week at work. It's been hard as far as the natural side of it goes, but I'm talking about the Lord talking to me at work this week. I've had a good week at work. I've had several times this week when the Lord has spoke to my heart, and nobody else there knew anything about it. But I appreciate him being with me. The Lord can be with you on your job, and he can be with y'all younger ones at school and everywhere. The Lord can be there, and he's been there with me this week, and I thank God for it. I'm really grateful that he's let me feel it. I'll tell you this, if he hadn't, if you wouldn't have heard nothing out of me this week. Because the Lord worked on me through the day, and I'm so thankful that he has. I believe that the Lord will come if we'll welcome him.
Yeah.
In our hearts, if we'll let him come during the week, he'll come. A lot of folks just think they serve the Lord on Sunday and get in touch with God on Sunday. But I try to pray at home because I need him through the week. I don't just need the Lord on Sunday. I need him Monday through Saturday as well. But y'all pray for me for just a minute. I've been thinking ever since last night. We went back home, and through the night, I just tried my best. I woke up a few times during the night, and I tried my best to think on some things that it felt like the Lord was speaking to me about, and about this scripture. And I several times would wake up and I'd just think about it over and over. It would cross my mind and come back to me. And I know this is real familiar scripture, and y'all probably heard it preached on a lot, both of them, not just the fifth chapter of the book of St. Mark, but also, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord would be saved, shall be saved. But anyway, that's what's closest to my heart. And I've been thinking a lot about what the scripture said here in the book of Romans about hearing the preached gospel. And I've thought about till last night, and I've thought about all day today. I hadn't thought about this really concerning Brother Joy, but I've thought about it on my part. Have they heard this week the gospel? There's some verses that I've heard quoted a lot. And one of them is about the famine in the land, and how it be a famine not of bread or water, but of one of hearing the word of God preached. And I've heard that preached a lot of different ways. Some preachers say, well, that's talking about the fact that it's not being preached. And then there's some that says, why,
That's talking about that it's being preached, but they're not accepting it. They're not hearing it. And I've heard it all kinds of ways, and I know what it means to me, but I ain't going to force that on you because you might not see it that way. But I just thought to myself today and last night, as far as my part is concerned, I began to question myself, I guess you might say, about hearing the Word of God. And I began to think about it, and I was even examining myself. Y'all going to have to let me get this out of the way, and then maybe I can get somewhere, I guess. But I got to thinking about myself, and I thought, Lord, have they heard? Because that's on me if they've not. I heard the Word of God this week. It's not just on Brother Joy. It's on me. Have they heard the Word of God? If I thought in my heart tonight that they hadn't been some preaching here this week, I'm going to tell you, I'd be in bad shape. I'd be doing a lot of repenting today if I didn't think there'd been at least a little bit of preaching done here this week, so that you could hear the Word of God. I go out. I've got that great desire today. That it might. I find a lodging place. I truly have. But I thought a lot about that through the night. And Lord, have we done what we were supposed to do so that they could hear the Word of God? I don't ever look at the church. I don't know how all preachers are, but I don't ever look at the church now. I may have it one time. I wouldn't say I've done a lot of foolish things when I first started. But I don't ever look in the church now. I say it's their fault if the Word of God didn't go out. I feel like that is solely on me. Where I'm trying to serve that if the Word didn't go out. I really do. But I thought all night about whether or not something tonight. I heard with an ear that I never I heard with before. I believe this with all of my heart. I believe these folks here this week that have listened. Say it like this, 'cause it's a lie.
difference in me. When I heard the word of God, listen tonight, I believe it'll make a difference in you. When you hear it, I do. Thinking today, I'm persuaded there's a lot of folks this week that have came in and out of the church house, and nothing has bothered them. Nothing has touched them. Nothing has moved them. I'll declare unto you right now, you ain't heard.
That ain't judging nobody tonight. If you'd have really heard, you'd have done something about it.
There's a woman one time that had heard something.
She had heard there was a king in the land. She had heard so far that all that she had only
she gathered it all up because of what she had heard. Oh, yes, she went down there to work. Solomon had. So she got down there and she watched how them servants was working around Solomon. She watched. I never seen it.
Yeah.
dead. We can see him. Yes, sir. It takes a spiritual eye. You can see him. Senses exercise about that meat of the word. You hear me tonight? God may gave me a place to start tonight, but as the day went on, it went from hearing to seeing, and that's what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
knows you God neither. If he owns a cattle on a thousand hills. They used to tell us when we was little, he's got the whole world in his hand. Tell me why he needs. You know there's some mail that comes with it tonight. If I can find it, my memory ain't good, but I'm gonna read a little bit of it to you. And here's what it says. And when the day of Pentecost I was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound. Hear me tonight, a sound. Appeared unto them Cloven tongues are like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. I'm going to tell you something I believe. Y'all may not. If you know, that's all right. When the Spirit of the Lord rests on somebody,
yeah.
The Bible said they had a sound, and there appeared unto them. And in the fourth verse here, fourth verse, here's what it said. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began, I'm going to scare some of you to death right here. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I didn't come here to argue with you. You believe whatever you want to. But I believe when you get saved, it's going to sound different. But I'm in another one now. Y'all may not believe that. But I'm in another one now. I had ideas a long time ago. But thank God there's a spiritual kingdom of God tonight.
Yeah.
ain't that what he said in 1 John? From the beginning, we heard about it. From the beginning, we saw it with our own eyes. Them disciples, they wasn't talking about it. I don't believe he was talking about it. When the Lord created the heavens and the earth. I believe he was talking about the walk they had with the Lord.
If you ever truly do, you're going to faint. Getting cold chills is not the spirit of the Lord. You might get cold chills and you feel the spirit of the Lord. But just because you have cold chills, that don't mean you got the spirit. That's a lot of people believe that. They just sang a song about mama and grandma or something in the church.
Yeah.
Everybody gets all emotional before you know it's another shout. I want to say another shout. I'm preaching about Jesus.
Amen.
A shout about mama, that's why. A shout about grandma.
Say it over.
They don't shout when they preach about Jesus. Mm-hmm. They don't shout when they preach about salvation. Mm-hmm. About home and heaven or something like that. Shout about the emotional thing.
Right.
Those emotional things are this one.
Yeah.
That's your heart.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it gets a little bit hard to separate. I understand that. The Spirit of God gets on, you go to crying. Mm-hmm. That's the thing you can see. Mm-hmm. But the only reason you can see it, just because they feel it.
Right.
That's the only reason.
Right.
I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord, but I don't even feel it.
Amen.
I could have stood up there and read all of this to you. Probably wouldn't have been that what you got. But I could have read it. I could have wrote it down and read it to you.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have felt nothing, I wouldn't have.
True.
Because that would come from me.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's why a lot of people will tell you today, it ain't about feelings. Preacher, you got enough faith. I would agree with that. But if you ever really get a hold of faith, it's just right. I promise you. It's going to come with a feeling.
Amen.
It's going to come with a feeling.
Amen.
Several years ago, I'm going to tell you this, and we're going to sign it. I'll come on with it. Several years ago, down home, I had a funeral down home. And there was a man down there in one of the churches. He was going to have a part in the funeral. He wouldn't sing kind of church. But he didn't go to sing kind of church, Baptist church. He wouldn't just like, you know, don't believe my word. It's different. And there was another preacher that was going to have a part in the funeral, too. His name was Oscar Lane. When it come time for the funeral, this man got up there and he spoke very eloquently. He had a very good, detailed outline of sermon for the situation of death to bring encouragement and comfort to the family. Very well. And he got done. That's my recollection. But Oscar went after that. Brother Oscar got up and said, y'all know what it was before you called me. He went to preach.
Yeah.
And that man sat there in absolute amazement that he could do that without any notes or preparation of a message. You know what Brother Oscar was preaching from? He was preaching from something that he had heard, something he had seen, and something he had failed. No notes. It was already inside because 53 or 54 times he had read it cover to cover. That's the number that said it was here. He knew it. It was in him. And when it come time to let it out, he didn't have to worry about organizing the words. He didn't have to worry about outlining it. He just turned loose and preached. You know what that man said that helped him in that funeral? I didn't hear him say this. I think it was my daddy. He said that man said after that preacher has already forgotten more than what I will ever know about that Bible. You got to hear it. You need to see. And if you truly do have it, you will feel it. And I'd be concerned about something now if I was you. If you can't feel it, I'd be concerned about what my situation is. It's one of two things that's happened to you or has happened. If you never have been true to bowling again, and you're so far out there, you just about got yourself to a place where you forgot that you've been first. You've got to a place that somebody can talk to you about the Lord and it don't touch you. You've got to a place that you can sit through meeting after meeting after meeting. The children sing, and it don't touch you. And some of them can be your kids and grandkids, but it don't faze you. The preacher preaches, and don't bother you. He preaches on something that you're guilty of, and don't bother you. Folks, we got church houses every Sunday where this happens.
Yeah.
People are grown so cold, they can't feel them. They can't feel them. They don't have no feeling about it. They're so full. So full of the flesh. They got no room for God.
Amen.
They got no room for the Lord to rise up in. It swells up in me, doesn't it? If the book said it would be like a spring, but spring up. I could be riding down the road and none of y'all were like, none of y'all. I appreciate the church, and we found this out in COVID. There's a reason why that book said the forsaken of the assembly and said it matters what it is. God wanted us to be together. He wanted us to. When we went through that, we ended up with some weak people. Well, I'd have done in your church one day.
That's right.
Why, if I can watch it on my phone and delay while I'm on the boat, why do I have to go? That's what they figured out about COVID. They didn't see they had a greater need for the Lord than what they thought they needed.
Amen.
They saw what they could do without.
Amen.
Coming to the church.
Amen.
They could do with less of the Lord. That's what they saw. That's the truth of the Lord.
Yep.
Is there something to be said? You know something? 4 years we stayed here trying to serve the church. And I know a lot of y'all. There's a lot of y'all in the church and stuff. I don't know what your name is. You wouldn't care what I was here. But if you told me I'd forget it anyway, I really don't know who you are. But it don't matter if I know who you are. If you get up there and I don't know what your name is and I've never met you before, and you start singing and I feel something in me, it's going to touch me. I heard a preacher preach one time over an LJ several years ago, and I didn't even know. I know his name. I didn't know what it meant. That man got up and got to preaching. And I sat there determined. I don't know who this fella is. Y'all done this too?
Yeah.
I sat there, I'm just going to hear this fella right here.
Yeah.
I'll see what he's all about. I'm just going to see what he's all about.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
And in my mind, it's a good chance he ain't going to do nothing to stir me up.
Yeah.
That's just how I thought about it. I figured something else.
Yeah.
I didn't know him. I didn't know his name. I didn't recognize they told me his name was put him up there. But I didn't know that man. I'd never heard that man preach before. And he got about halfway through the preach. It was just about all I could ever stand in the image. And didn't even know. But my heart started rising. My spirit within me, it started rising up. It started stirring my heart. And before I knew it, I was done in. I couldn't stop it. I was done in. Because the spirit of the Lord got in the middle of me. I'm so glad tonight I got something that I can feel.
Amen.
If I didn't have something I could feel tonight, I would do something about it.
Yes.
Brother Crafton, I would get out here and I'd go to digging and scratching and doing everything I could to get a hold of something that I could feel down in my heart. Have you heard this week? Have you heard the preaching of the gospel? I'm talking about with your heart. Have you heard?
Bless you, Lord.
The preach of the gospel. Today, and last night, I got to study. When I first started thinking about this, I started thinking, Lord, did they not hear? Because if they didn't hear, we got something wrong with us. But we preach, and they turn it away. It's not something wrong with the preach. It's something wrong with you. Because you won't hear your heart. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't need to hear a history lesson. You need to hear a gospel. You don't need no 20-point bullet outline of how all this thing's going to come to an end today. You need the gospel.
Amen.
You just need Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's all you need. Pack it up, lock the door, and let's go down.
Amen.
Because that's all we got.
Amen.
The preaching of the cross.
Amen.
That's all we got. You don't hear much of preaching the cross no more.
Bless
you. You hear all this other field good stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all what? Y'all seen it on your TV? They pack them places.
Yeah.
Thousands of people.
Yeah.
Prosperity preaching. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Everybody feel good.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful day. And all of God's people say, amen.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
And 10,000 people starving to death get up and walk out.
Amen.
Because they hurt.
Amen.
And hurt that faith soul.
Amen.
Yes, you are. I'm asking you now, have you hurt? Really hurt? If you came to this revival, and things were right between you and the Lord. And tonight, things are still not right between you and the Lord. You ain't heard.
Amen.
You ain't heard. You ain't doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
And if it's the Lord's will, we're coming back here one more night. And he's probably going to preach the way things have been going. And when he preaches, we get done, we're going back, he's going back to Canton, I'm going back to Fairmont. It's all up to you.
Yeah.
That's whether or not you are.
Amen.
It's not going to change things for me. God charged me with a duty to come preach. How you respond is up to you.
Amen.
If it don't make no difference in your life, that's all up to you. Just say that.